Hello and welcome to this episode of Conscious Design. I'm your host, Ian Peterman, and author of the Conscious Design book. And I am excited to be talking to David. He is the founder of Ring Bear, and they offer a more sustainable option for wedding bands and more. So welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah, so everybody loves a good origin story. So what got you to decide to take wedding bands and figure out a more sustainable option?
No, appreciate that. And yeah, thanks for having me on. So to share a little bit more about how we got here, I started by just noticing the experience that a lot of my friends were going through when it came time to get married, and the fact that there's so much planning that goes into it, and yet a wedding band that guys wear for hopefully 30, 40, 50 years is somewhat of an afterthought. That felt like a disconnect to me. And I'm someone who enjoys a good celebration. And so as I got more into it, the chance to be in this wedding industry that is such a big moment in people's lives definitely furthered my interest. And as I started to go through the process, felt like there was an opportunity to build a brand for people like my friends, like myself, that didn't really exist prior.
Yeah. And so you now offer recycled material, right? Metal, which not everyone may know, but it doesn't degrade. It's not like plastic. It doesn't become ugly and horrible as you use it. So how did you start with gold? Where did you start material wise and being able to have this as an option?
No, great question. So felt like wanted to give couples a little more choice than maybe previous generations. And as started to iterate on new concepts and designs, was exposed to the harms that the traditional mining industry has both on its local environment as well as on the global environment. And so from that realization, it became apparent needed to come up with a better alternative, and was able to learn about the benefits of recycled gold. And as I appreciate you alluding to the fact that it has the same value and the same appearance as traditional gold. And so with that learning, realized, hey, we could create wedding bands that look great, that are really comfortable, that also just drastically reduce the environmental impact, which really checked all the boxes when looking to bring new products to market from my point of view.
Right. And for supply, right, not everybody thinks about like, oh, well, are you going to run out of recycled gold? Like, how do you approach that? And what's your kind of supply? Where do you get all the recycled gold from? Where are you tapping into all this hidden gold that's not been used in this way?
No, that's a fun question. So it's actually not that commonly known, but there's abundance of recycled gold available. And when you think about jewelry pieces that have been around for a long time, and now with the increase of technology, there's gold used in our iPhones and other similar products, and a lot of those start to stack up. And so there's actually an abundance of gold, recycled gold available, and yet some of the legacy players are still mining new gold and continuing that cycle. So what we're able to do is we're now trying to shift consumer demand to use this recycled gold that comes from old tech products or jewelry, and are able to turn it into really beautiful pieces. And then we know in today's era that people have a lot of claims. So it was really important for us that everyone that we work with is certified by third-party audits and is able to prove where all of it comes from.
Yeah, I feel like I'm glad you guys are doing that already, because that traceability that there are, like you said, there's so many people out there greenwashing or, you know, being right next to that. We're sustainable adjacent and let people kind of think that we are. So it's great that you guys are adding that trackability in. in terms of, you know, one of the things, looking up what you guys do, comfort is one of the things that gets highlighted by a lot of people. You know, I think you've been written up in Forbes and other places. How did that play into the product, right? Because it's sustainability, that's one arm, that's really great. But also, you know, if you are going to wear it for 30, 40, 50 years, hopefully it's comfortable. It's not going to go away. So how have you addressed that? What's your approach on that side of things?
Yeah, so I love building new products. And so that was an element that really took on and solicited a lot of feedback from early customers. But as you touched on, this is a unique product where people are going to enjoy it now with their big day, and then ideally 10 to 50 years down the road. And so that was a challenge that we felt like was opportunity to innovate on what was previously out there. And so for jewelry, you have two standard designs, one being a standard ring fit and the second being a comfort fit. And yet within comfort fit, it's loose guidelines. And so we worked on what we feel like is a really unique balance, largely with the guy in mind who probably has never worn a lot of jewelry. And so that might be an apprehension from wearing his ring. And we believe in the tradition of wearing wedding rings, and we offer free personalization to help make it more special. And so if comfort was one of the reasons that was preventing guys from wearing it after their big celebration, well, we felt, okay, that's something that we can go out and tackle. And so we went through almost 100 iterations of different lengths and widths to get to the right point. And we're really pleased with where we landed. And thank you for alluding to, yeah, we had the privilege this year, Forbes named us the most comfortable wedding ring. And so it's always nice to see the general public acknowledge what you've been working on for the last 3 years.
Yeah. And you mentioned there's, and I didn't realize that there's, I've always known, you know, standard ring size, right? The number scale that any shop will be like, oh, you're a 7 or you're a, you know, whatever size. I didn't realize that there's a second, and you said a little bit more loosely guided sizing of comfort. Is that, how loose is that? Is something, because I've never heard of it. I'm not in the jewelry industry specifically, but never heard of it. Is it something that's growing because ring sizes are so set and don't always fit comfortably, or kind of how's that with what you're doing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So just to clarify, the sizing remains the same. It really is a reference to the interior of a ring. And you could do a standard fit, which is flat, or a comfort fit has a curvature on the inside, which is what we incorporate. And the threshold is about 1.4 to 1.5 width to be a comfort fit. And then it could be anywhere up. So some of our rings have 2.2 millimeter width, and that's enhanced comfort. And when you think about it, that's 50% larger than that 1.4, 1.5. And yet the category views us as one and the same, but we're investing in more material that we don't pass on that cost to the customer to ensure that 10, 20, 30 years, they're going to enjoy it more. And yet there's others on the market that just do the minimum to get that kind of checkbox and right, then move forward there. And so that's where we're coming from, is we take it that one step further. And then just to speak to the design element even more, what that rounded interior allows for is less pinching, less friction, and much easier to put on and put off, and actually less material that could be touching the finger when it rests. And again, you think back to that individual who maybe has never worn jewelry before, all of those benefits start to make it just a much easier piece to wear.
Hey, it's Ian here. So glad you're enjoying this episode of Conscious Design. If you want the full scoop on Conscious Design, what it is, how we do it, how you can do it, then check out our book. We wrote it so creative entrepreneurs like you can code social and environmental responsibility right into your brand's DNA. You can download the first chapter for free. Link is in the description. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
It was probably a more less restrictive feeling, I would imagine, because it's not this flat, sharp, two sharp edges sitting on your finger.
That's exactly right.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's really great. What is, and I know you do other things, so could you talk a little bit about, are you started with rings, gold, I think I saw titanium now, kind of where, how far have you expanded and what you're doing, and kind of what do you see long term? Is there any other uncomfortable jewelry that you're gonna address?
Yeah, so we currently offer recycled gold, platinum, and tungsten as the core materials we work with.
Okay.
Tungsten's really exciting because it allows new colors and materials. And so that's where you'd see a black ring, or we have this, we have two styles that use koa wood inlaid into the tungsten ring. And what's great about koa wood is it's Hawaiian and it's protected by the local government there, where you can only utilize the wood after trees fall of natural causes. And so it's a way to create something out of these trees that have fallen or are no longer living. And beautiful colors and designs just in the thin slice that we incorporate. As far as looking ahead, definitely continue to experiment. And that's part of what I really enjoy about this job. And so talking to our customers to see what they're interested in, and have our eyes on both previous materials that people use, whether it's rose gold or silver, or some of the continuous iterations on new materials. You'll see cobalt or variations, palladium. And so we're constantly testing internally, but right now we feel really good about what we currently provide and want to run with that for the foreseeable future.
Awesome. Yeah, I love the idea of some of those other materials, because they're not as common. And but I would imagine those are also probably electronics use all of those a lot. So you have a nice recycled material pool to grab from and use.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us, longevity is really important. And so some of the newer materials haven't been used for that long in jewelry settings. As you alluded to, they have other utilities. And so the last thing we want is to come to market with a new style or new product that actually isn't meant to be worn for 10, 15 years.
Right. It only lasts 5. It's not really what you're
exactly
looking for.
And we offer, you know, good warranty, and we're really in it in the long game with the couples that trust us for this big memento. And so that's been a big consideration that's prevented us from maybe tapping into some of the trends that are being offered right now.
Yeah, that's an important, I hadn't thought about that, because yeah, those materials, you know, we know what they do in electronics or something like that, but as far as a 50-year-old worn daily item, nobody's really tested that out yet.
Exactly. And if it's meant just to be the symbol for the big day, then okay, great, that can be a purpose, but at least right now we're really thinking about the customer who wants to wear this and show this off and symbolize, you know, their commitment to their partner for the long term.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. You definitely want to make sure it's the right material for that level right there. What, and you mentioned a little bit, like you're looking at other materials and things like that. Is there anything else that you're, because I know you're getting into like engagement gifts and other things like that. Is that just kind of just as it comes up, like, oh, this is a cool idea, let's put it out there? Or is there are you thinking that's going to really expand, or are you really just focused, like, as you're saying, the super long-term product that's your bread and butter, you're gonna stay there?
Yeah, so on the gift side, going back to what got me into this business was the chance to participate in the wedding industry is a lot of fun and very motivating. And so was thinking about our customer and if there were ways to just heighten the celebration, well, then that was interesting to us. So for example, we offer a customized champagne or wine bottle that ultimately has a lot of fun uses to it. You have putting it on the mantle to serve as the engagement date that's inscribed, or maybe you pop it open on your anniversary and everything in between. So that is the thinking behind what else we offer. And so another product we were able to secure is custom golf balls from top manufacturers. And we know a lot of guys like to golf with their dad on the day of their wedding or on their bachelor party. And so if that's what people are doing, well, then you should be able to put his nickname on it, or again, personalize it with the date, something that just to elevate what may already be happening within the wedding space.
Right. So those experiential items that you're probably going to keep, right?
Long
term. You're like, yeah, we played with it, but now we're going to save those. We're going to save that bottle and have that be there as the memento from the event.
Exactly. And with the idea that everything ties back to the wedding day or a symbol of the relationship and just puts a smile on people's face is the goal.
That's always a good goal, right? Whatever's going to make people happy, that's a good market to be in. Awesome. Well, and this is amazing what you guys are doing, and being able to tap into this market, right? And I'm aware of like how much recycled material goes out, but I didn't realize how underused some of the precious, right? It always in my mind was like, well, of course, why wouldn't you grab those precious metals and use them? But here you are going, yeah, well, but nobody's using it. There's not enough people using it. We have excess supply. So it's great that you're able to find that and tap into that resource and go, okay, well, here, let's make something really cool, long lasting out of those materials. So I'm definitely excited to see what else you guys come out with to be able to use those materials for. Just kind of wrapping up though, is there anything else you want to share about process, what you guys are doing? I think we've covered a lot, but I want to make sure you have some space to do that.
No, thank you. And yeah, thank you for the platform to share and for recognizing the efforts that we are making. And a lot of it stems from a belief that I have that incorporate from the company of to really tackle the environmental challenge, it takes a lot of people making small changes as opposed to a small group of people making big changes. And so I recognize that, yeah, there's limitations into how big our impact can be, and yet take it really seriously that for what we are doing and for every step along the operation, there is probably an opportunity to improve previous behavior or how we go about things. So maybe one element that comes to mind that hasn't been spoken about is our packaging. We invest in a really nice jewelry box that customers receive, and yet it's all certified timber that goes into it, recycled paper on the outer box that's then sent in a recycled mailer that's also itself recyclable. And so those are probably things that not every customer fully recognizes. You know, they're excited to get it, rip it open, open up, throw away the trash. But to us, we didn't necessarily start from that place, but have tried to continuously reflect internally of, okay, where can we continuously improve? And so I would just share that as far as who we are and how we approach the future.
Well, I love that too. And I think that's important what you said. It's like, we didn't start there necessarily, right? And I think that's a lot of people overwhelm themselves when they're launching a new product. They go, I must do all the things. And it's okay to get the product out and then make those improvements over time. And it's great. I mean, packaging is a huge thing. And definitely, I think at this point, people think about it, but not if you're getting something super exciting. You're just like, open it. So being able to not have to worry about it, you're like, yeah, it's great, just recycle it. It's all fine. No, you don't have to worry about that. It's a great touch to add to what you guys are offering. For anybody that wants to find you guys online, reach out to you guys, what's the best way, social media, website, kind of best way to find and get a hold of you guys?
Right. Thank you. So currently ringbear.com, RINGBEAR.com, as well as at the ringbear on Instagram are the best two ways to reach us, and building up some content that will come live on TikTok pretty soon. And so hear so much about it and excited to start dip our toes and just engage in, you know, educational content as well as some fun content with both new and existing audiences.
Perfect. Well, and we will make sure for everyone listening, those notes, links, and everything will be in the show notes as well. So go ahead and click on them. And thank you so much for being on the show, Dave. I really appreciate your time. It's great.
Likewise, Ian. I really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you.
All right. Awesome.